Now, one of the hardest working action and martial arts stars working in the film business today has to be Scott Adkins. For those that love their martial arts movies, this man is a superstar. He cemented his reputation as a force to be reckoned with, playing the character of Boyka in Undisputed 2, and then went on to reprise that role in its sequels. He's also rubbed shoulders with the likes of Stallone and Van Damme in The Expendables 2, and gave Benedict Cumberbatch a run for his money in Doctor Strange. Scott Adkins is continuously busy as an action man, but his new film sees him play Accident Man. It's based on a cult character that featured in the Toxic comics. The film adaptation sees Adkins play Mike Fallon, a stone-cold killer whose hits baffle the police and delight his clients. He's the best at what he does, but when a loved one is dragged into the London Underground and murdered by his own crew, Fallon is forced to rip apart the life he knew in order to hold those accountable and avenge the one person who actually meant something to him. Before we speak to Scott Adkins, here is a little bit from Accident Man, which is now available to buy on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital download.
So you're watching a trailer, right? Do you want to know what the movie's about? Well, allow me to explain. The name's Fallon, and I'm an assassin. Yeah, I know. You've already seen all the assassin movies and all their sequels, right?
You seem pretty unscathed.
Well, I don't bruise easy. See, everyone's got a gimmick. Carnage Cliff, he's a butcher, specializes in severed heads and chopped off limbs. Mick and Mack, ex-special forces, turbocharged soldiers of fortune. Jane the Ripper, she's the honey trap killing machine. And Poison Pete, well, you can work that one out for yourself, can't you? And as for me, well, I make them look like accidents.
And there is a little bit from Accident Man, which is currently available to buy on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital download. And joining me now is the star of the film, co-writer and producer, the one and only Scott Adkins. Hello, Scott. How's it going?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
I'm very good. I want to talk to you now first about the genesis of the film, because this has been a real passion project for you, because you picked up the comic book, was it Toxic? I think this is where Accident Man originated from, back in the 90s. So tell us, what was it about this particular character that resonated with you when you were 14 to the point now you've made it into a movie?
Well, I was just coming back from school and I went into the local newsagent and there it was, Toxic. And I was into my comic books in those days, so I picked it up, paid for it, read it, going back on the bus. And Accident Man, which was one of the strips that was in there, I was just really taken by that character and the comic book strip and the initial origin story. And I thought it was great, and I held on to the comic for many years. And I used to think to myself, man, this would make a great film. Somebody really should make this into a film. And nobody did. And obviously, as I got into the profession and made my way as an actor, I decided I want to be the one to try and bring this to the screen. So I optioned the property myself with my own money, and I wrote the script myself out of necessity, really. I wrote it with a friend from school, Stu Small, who was an aspiring scriptwriter at the time. This started about, 6-7 years ago. I produced it because I couldn't convince other producers at the time to produce it. So I got on board as a producer, wrote the script, blah, 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 got it to the right people, Sony saw it, and we ended up making the movie. And it's really been a passion project of mine from many years ago.
Well, for anyone that gets a chance to check it out, it's almost like the love child of Guy Ritchie and Tarantino. It's got that sort of vibe about it. Going into this, Scott, because obviously, as I mentioned there, you're the writer, you're the producer, you're starring in it. There's so much emotional investment in this project because it means so much to you. But handing it over then as well to a longtime collaborator in Jesse Johnson, the director, is it difficult though when you're on set having to give some of that control away?
Very difficult, and Jesse was certainly the right guy for the job. Going back to what you said, if you're going to produce something, I recommend not being emotionally attached to it, because I think if you're producing something, it helps to just look at it as, okay, this is something that I'm creating something, but the end game is making money. But for me, having written it and being so creatively involved, those two things didn't go hand in hand. So that was quite stressful at times. But I did a film with Jesse 6 months before we got the green light for Accident Man, and I had a great time with him, and he's a British guy, and I wanted a British director. And we literally just shook hands on it. And he said to me, Scott, I realize how long you've been carrying this project. I can see that you've got a lot of your own ideas. I want to make this with you as a partnership. We're going to do it together. And we shook hands on that. And that's really the way we did it. So Jesse was the perfect guy for the job, really. And he brought so much of his own stuff to it as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, if I felt passionate about doing something differently, he understood where I was coming from and said, yeah, okay, I get it.
Now, you would have had a tight schedule on this, Scott, because I remember seeing another interview you did where I think it was something like 24 days in and around that to shoot Accident Man. With that pressure alone, trying to get all your ideas into those 3 weeks, and then also calling on favours with a good pal of yours, Michael Joy White, it just shows the testament to your friendship that he came over and did it for you with the tight confines of the budget.
Yes, Mike did me a massive favour on this. He's a good friend, so yeah, I owe him a great deal. I'm so glad we had him in the film. He's brilliant in it, as he always is. But yeah, with the 24-day thing, I actually scheduled the film myself, pretty much. I've done enough movies now to know how much time we needed to do it. And also, we have this flashback sequence in the movie where it's the young version of Mike Fallon. And I was aware that while Jesse goes off and shoots those 10 pages, 15 pages, whatever it was, I think it was about 4 days where he was off shooting that, I was able to work with the second unit action choreographer, Tim Mann, and just spend more time on the action sequences, mainly the fight with Michael Joy White and Ray Park, and also the fight with Amy Johnston. So we were able to find a way to give us more time by scheduling it smartly.
Also, just
well, the problem is you don't get a day off. That's the other problem, but never mind.
You've got to be over all aspects of it. Like, even suppose when there was days that you're not shooting, you're there as a producer, so you've got to keep on top of things. Scott, just on a side note, I know you're a massive fan of the UFC, and in particular, Conor McGregor. And I was in McGregor's company last year when he was promoting Notorious, and he was saying just off camera that he was originally approached by Shane Black to have a small role in The Predator, which is coming out later this year. And acting is something that he would like to get involved in, depending on how things go at the UFC. I would love to see the two of you work together. I know you've already worked with some UFC people, but what do you think the idea of Conor McGregor?
First of all, I'm a huge fan of Conor McGregor. I mean, he exploded onto the scene, and it's fascinating to try and figure out the way his mind works. And he makes the fight so exciting and so interesting that he's almost spoiled the rest of it for me, because when he's not around, it's like, come on, come back, McGregor. I love it, honestly. I'm a big fan. And I think the personality he's got, he's going to fit into the movie scene brilliantly. We actually share the same agent. We're represented by the same company. So, yeah, I would love to work with McGregor. And probably once he goes into that, and I'm sure he will, probably it will happen, because, you know, it's a small business really once you're in it. But yeah, I think he's great. I love it.
You've got so much in the pipeline as well, Scott. Like, Triple Threat is on the way. You got The Debt Collector. Again, you're working with Jesse Johnson from, of course, as I mentioned, the director of The Accident Man. With all these slew of projects that are in the works, like, you've got a baby en route as well. Like, do you kind of have to look at the schedule now and kind of go, phew, might have to slow down a little bit?
Well, I'm going off to China to do a film. I'm leaving on Tuesday. And there, my baby is due on the 7th of June. We've got a C-section booking on the 1st of June. And they're flying me back on the 31st of May. So I can be there for that. Hopefully the baby stays inside till then. And then they're flying me back to China on the 5th of June. So yeah, that's pretty hectic. Yeah.
That is going to be tough going. And also then, you know, the worry that you've got going on while you're out there shooting the movie. Can you tell us what you are shooting?
I'm not at liberty to say yet, but it's pretty cool. I think the news will drop pretty soon.
Oh, very good. Well, the Triple Threat is on the way, which is almost like the sort of the martial arts equivalent of The Expendables. For those that wouldn't be aware of it, just can you tell us exactly the sort of the power group that are involved in it?
Triple Threat is kind of like the martial arts Expendables. You've got all the best martial artists, some of the best martial artists around the globe, all together in the same film. So you have Tony Jaa from Thailand, you have Iko Uwais from Indonesia for The Raid, you've got Peter Chen, a Chinese guy, and then they're the good guys, and you've got the bad guys with me, and we have Michael Joy White, and we have Michael Bisping, he plays my brother in it. And we've got Jija, who's another Thai martial artist, and people like Ron Smorenberg. And yes, it's a big martial arts film with some of the top guys.
I cannot wait to see that. That should be an absolute cracker of a film. We actually, believe it or not, Scott, we had you on the show many years ago. We've had you actually...
No, I remember.
Twice before. I think it was soon after Ninja. I remember we had a really strong chat about piracy. And I know this really gets your goat up because you're one actor that really speaks passionately about just... Your demographic would be like, say, 15 to 30. And just with torrent sites and what have you, people just don't realise how much downloading films can affect the business and how it can affect your own work as well. So can we just talk about that and the effect it has?
Well, I suppose I go on about it a lot because it affects me in a big way because my films don't have a theatrical run. The ones that I'm starring in, they're genre films, they're a little bit niche and they go straight to, iTunes, Sky Movies, the box office thing, downloadable content. I want to say DVD, but who watches DVD anymore, So that's the only place that they can make money. And a lot of my core audience are probably 16 to 30-year-olds. And they're really savvy about downloading content for free. They don't want to pay for it. And I think they don't realize that it actually harms the business. You know, one of my films, when I started out, I'd have 6 to 7 weeks to shoot a movie, and now it's been crunched down to 3 weeks, managed to get 4 weeks for Accident Man. But you have to do all that stuff that you normally had an extra 2 or 3 weeks to do in less time. And if it's an action film, it's very difficult. But people expect you to give them the same product that you were doing before, but you've got less time to do it. And it's so difficult. And, it's very frustrating for me to read reviews of my films. I mean, there's a film that's just come out. There's a torrent on the internet. It's not out yet. And I've just read a few reviews, how they're slagging off how low budget it is. And it's like, it's low budget because you're downloading it for free, you idiots. Mm. So they're actually shooting themselves in the foot. If you like what I do, if you like my films and you want them to stay, you need to support our movies and buy them through legitimate means. Otherwise, I promise you, and it's happening, they're going to go away.
It's very true because I know how you really want to get another Ninja movie made. The bottom line
is... It's not happening.
It's not happening because of what's happened with downloading.
Yeah, it's not financially... The people think, well, we didn't make enough of a profit. We're not going to do it. Oh, why didn't it make a profit? Because everyone keeps telling me that they've seen it and they love it and can we have a new one? But they must have downloaded it for free, right?
Yeah. It's a real tough one. And the thing is...
You get me on a downer now, mate.
We're going to pick things up. We're going to definitely... But you know what? It's good to get that out of the system as well, Scott.
I've actually exploded it out of my system then. I almost lost it.
Well, I want to bring you right back now to when you were a lot younger, Scott. Probably in and around the time you picked up that toxic comic and like watching Bloodsport for the first time and seeing someone like Van Damme and then obviously getting to work with him years later, it was a dream come true. But... looking at what he was doing and then realising, that's actually what I would love to do. Can I just talk to you about your own path in terms of trying to break into the world of acting? Because if anyone looks at your filmography, you started in television, working on different shows like Dangerfield and EastEnders and Holby City, and there was like roles in those. And how difficult was it initially just trying to break onto the acting scene?
Yeah, it was very difficult. And there was a good 10 years of really sporadic work and, thinking, am I going to be able to do this? Is it going to work out for me? But I knew from a young age what I wanted to do, which is what I'm doing now. So at the age of 10, I started martial arts, and that's very much a big thing of what I do. And the acting, I went to drama school and I studied it at college. So it wasn't that the martial arts came first and the acting came second or vice versa. I was doing both at the same time. And my very first job was a Hong Kong martial arts film, which they flew me out for. And my second job was, second real job was a British soap opera called Doctors. So, two completely opposite ends of the spectrum of the entertainment, business. But that was what I wanted to do. And when those two meet in the middle, that's when I really had something to shout about. So, but it wasn't until I did the Undisputed 2 movie that people really started to take notice of me. I was sort of trying to find my way up until that point.
I remember being told about Undisputed 2 and the action sequences in it. Seeing you as Boyka for the first time, I just went, this man is a machine. I was like, just some of the kicks and everything, I was like going, this is just incredible. How you haven't done some serious damage as well to yourself over the years. Has there been any moments on set where you went, oh, I think it could be curtains here, like could be in a bit of trouble?
So many times you wouldn't believe it. That's the problem. You want to outdo what you've done before. You want to push yourself to the limit because I'm a real hard worker. And I try to raise the bar. But at the same time, in the back of your head, you're thinking, don't get injured. Don't get injured, because if you do, you're going to ruin everything. The train's not going to stop rolling. You know, we're still going to make the movie. We're not going to be able to shut down the production because it's not a big budget movie. And it's difficult. So the older you get, the more you think that way. But I don't like to use a stuntman. I like to do as much as I can. Just cross your fingers.
Can I just also ask you about The Expendables 2, being on that set? Because I remember, again, going back to the first time we had you on this show, just off the back of Ninja, we were talking about Expendables and how amazing it would be to see you part of an ensemble like that. And sure enough, it was, what, 2 years later, you were making the movie. Just from watching people, heroes like Van Damme, who you've now worked with a good few times, and even seeing Stallone and co in operation, what's it like just taking on board their process and how they handle themselves on set?
Obviously, they're very professional and they're very driven. You know, they were quite particular. They definitely took the time to get it the way they wanted it to be and present themselves the way they wanted to be presented. And I guess I learned something there, because I tend to just think, you know, do you want another take, Scott? Oh, no. Well, have we got time? Oh, no, it's okay. Maybe we haven't got time. You know, I wasn't pushy enough in that way. You've got to look out for yourself. You've got to be sure of the product that you're putting out, the way people are going to perceive you. And they really make sure that, you know, they make sure that they look good. And it shows.
I saw an interview, Scott, with Denzel Washington. And he was talking on, it was on YouTube, and it's there for people to watch. And he's a real big believer in the law of attraction, that if there's something that you badly want and you think hard enough about it, that you almost put it out into the universe and it has a way of working. Now, some people might think that's absolute highfalutin, but then there's an awful lot that would buy into that and kind of almost look at it in a spiritual kind of sense. Having turned this comic character of Accident Man now into a film, a character that you've loved since you were a boy, would you buy into the law of attraction in the sense that it's now happened for you?
In a way, yeah. I mean, it can't always work, right? Because, I don't know, not everyone can get to this position. It can't work for everyone. But at a very early age, I decided I'm going to do this and nothing's going to stop me and I'm going to die trying. And here I am right now, as I visualized myself as a kid. And with Accident Man as well, I want to make this movie. I want to play this part. But I suppose I'd thought that about other things as well that didn't go my way. But this certainly did. So I don't know if it's the universe giving back to you, but I think, you know, you're passionate about something. And if you want it enough and spend enough time, not just thinking about it, but going out there and working hard to achieve it and getting the skills that you need, and being proactive, certainly it doesn't matter what your background, where you come from, I think you can achieve it as long as you want it enough, but as long as you work hard enough as well. So I don't really know, but it kind of happened to me. The law of attraction kind of happened to me, you could argue that.
Well, with Accident Man, as I mentioned at the top, it is available now on Blu-ray, on DVD and digital download. There's a lot of extras as well, so go out, support and buy it. It's a labour of love. Hopefully, fingers crossed, it does well and we can see a sequel, Scott, because it's a cracking movie. I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Is there anything else that you're looking at you'd go, you probably can't reveal this now, but is there something that you would like to do that you haven't done yet so far in your film career that you just think that would be a dream come true?
Nothing as strong as Accident Man, but I'm looking for it now. Now that I've done that, I'm actively trying to seek out projects that I can create for myself. Got some nice scripts. There is some intellectual property that I'm interested in, but you know, you've got to be able to get the rights. And yeah, there's plenty of irons in the fire. I'm not stopping just yet. Yeah.
Scott Adkins, it's been a real pleasure talking to you, mate. Thank you so much for your time. As I said, once again, Accident Man, it is out there. Get it on Blu-ray, DVD and digital download. Scott Adkins, thanks again.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks a lot.